Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Video Store Memoirs. I'm your host, Kevin Salina. Here with me, as always, is the beautiful, the intelligent, the weird, Jana Schumacher. Say hello.
Hi.
So today, we decided, or I shouldn't say we decided, our producer decided we are going to have a trilogy of gothic, scary, classic movies. And our first on the list is going to be the 1976 movie, The Omen. Of course, irony being ironies, it is Sunday and we're watching a movie about the Antichrist. But that's how we do things here, people. Miss Jana, would you like to explain to the lovely people a little bit about this movie?
Sure. So for those of you who don't know or have never heard of The Omen, our good friends at the International Movie Database say The Omen says mysterious deaths surround an American ambassador. Could the child that he is raising actually be the Antichrist, the devil's own son?
Dun, dun, dun!
Tune in next week. No, just kidding. So this was directed by Richard Donner and written by David Seltzer. And stars Gregory Peck, Lee Remick, and Harvey Stevens. Harvey Stevens is the cutest little boy ever playing Damien. Like,
he's a little adorable little thing.
He had little perfect Cupid bow lips. Little 5-year-old. He was adorable. And to, like, be that serious on camera the whole time, like, he did really good for a small kid on this kind of movie, on a serious role, so.
Right. I thought he'd really, you know, for probably his first outing as a little actor, he did a dang good job.
Yeah. So, the movie opens with Gregory Peck's character, Robert Thorne, living in Greece. I guess he's the Greek ambassador or Rome. Sorry, why did I say Greece? Living in Rome. I guess he's the Roman ambassador, or he's just some sort of politician for the U.S. in Rome. And his wife has just had a baby. But apparently the baby did not survive the birth. And no one told her. and he goes and meets with the priest at the hospital. And they concoct this thing to say, oh, look, magically this other mother gave birth and she died and the child lived, and you know,
why don't you just take this one?
This could be your baby and your wife never has to know that your baby died.
It really does start off, you know, I've seen plenty of shows lately, you know, sitcoms where they're like, you can have this, but it comes with a terrible curse. You know what? I was like, okay, so that's what inspired all these jokes, you know?
Yeah. So he says, sure, why not? He makes some comment about how she's always wanted a child and it would kill her if she knew the baby died and, you know, all these things. And the priest says something about you could adopt. And he's like, no, she wanted it to be her own child. So let's lie to her.
Yeah.
And tell her this is your baby. So, okay, they're all happy and everything. And then he gets a new job being the U.S. ambassador in England. And they get to move to England where they raise their cute little child. Which I love the fact that he grows up with a British accent. It's so adorable.
I mean, surroundings.
Yeah, but like they don't have one. But he does because that's what he's growing up around. It's cute. And all sorts of mayhem ensues as he gets older, particularly starting around his 5th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it literally, you know how they say kick things off with a bang? Everyone probably has heard of this scene. It's all for you, Damien. Well, it turns out his nanny goes gaga a little bit and jumps off the building with a noose wrapped around her head, commits suicide. And not only does she hang herself, but the body slams through one of the pane glass windows. So I was like, oh, okay,
all of this is done in front of everybody at the birthday party. All the kids, all the parents, everyone. She commits suicide in tribute to him. Quite heartfelt.
Yeah, I mean, it's all for you, Damien. Pow! But The part that got me about that movie, you know, as a parent, I think the first thing I would have done was grab my kid as fast as possible. A lot of these people at this party stood there and watched and then were like, oh shit, my kid is watching this woman hang there.
Yeah.
It took them a good 2-3 minutes before they're like, oh my god, they're going to be scarred.
Some of that probably was their own shock, though. You got to get past the fact that you just saw a woman jump and hang herself. And it's not like she did it quietly. She called
No, she got everybody's attention.
Herself, standing on top of the house. Damien, hey, look at me over here. I love you. It's all for you. Made sure everyone was looking.
Yeah. And then Swan
and
does.
And then jump. Yeah. Good times, good times. And he just took it all in stride. Was like, yeah, bitch. You know what's up.
I want to get your opinion on something in general for this movie. It turns out that a lot of the things that happened during this movie, I guess, were kind of like all set in motion for a reason. But there were some of them that happened, in my opinion, that were a little too spot on, you know? There's coincidence, and then there's, you know, this could have been avoided if you just did this, you know? What was your take on how they did the movie on that?
I mean, that's how a lot of shit happens, though. It's like, you were given a chance to listen and correct things, or you could have chosen another path and you didn't, and now here are the consequences. Like, I mean, we talked about that when we talked about the Ten Commandments, where it was like,
right.
You would have just done this, this whole thing could have been avoided.
Right.
Let's start off from the very beginning. He could have said, nah, thanks, I'll tell my wife the truth and we'll deal with it and move on.
Yeah. Instead, he runs to a local orphanage trying to find a baby.
It wasn't a local orphanage. It was in the same hospital she gave birth in.
They showed him driving around.
He wasn't at the hospital. Men back that you're talking about the 1970-something. He was a politician. She probably went into labor. He got a phone call. He's driving to the hospital, and in his head is saying, he's dead. He's dead. My son's dead. So the woman gave birth. She gave birth alone without her husband there. The baby died. They didn't tell her. They called him. And told him to get your ass here to the hospital. Your wife just gave birth and the baby died.
You know, I always have to, I always forget that for a long time, men weren't allowed in there. Like, hey, we got to do our job. You sit there, read a magazine, yeah. Smoke a cigarette.
Well, and you got to think, he was the politician. He was probably out doing shit. She went into labor. She's not going to bother him.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, no, he went to the hospital, and it was there at the hospital that the creepy father...
The creepy father
approached him with this grandiose idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Just there was too many moments like that in this movie. I know everyone loves this movie, thinks this is a classic, but there was just too many of those kind of moments for me throughout this movie that was like, you know, every now and then, like we said, we're talking about Ten Commandments. You see one or two moments like, you know, if he had done this, it'd have been all right. But there was way too many, well, if you had done this, oh, never mind. Well, if you had done this, oh, well, never mind. You know?
But that's what keeps the story going. They gotta alter their decisions. And this whole thing, their whole lives were being very carefully manipulated. And even though there were forces on the other side trying to help them and stop them,
one of which was Doctor Who. Or, sorry, Father Brennan, played by former Doctor Who actor Patrick Troughton.
They, the very stronger forces of Satan were working even harder to make sure that his plan continues forward.
I do have to admit, there was a couple of those moments. I said this dead in the middle of watching this with you, where the force of the devil was full-blown in effect. You're like, you know, what happens to Father Brennan, all of a sudden he's trying to warn Robert Thorne about the potential of his son being the Antichrist and telling him what he needs to do, where he needs to go so he can be educated and be ready. And then all of a sudden, this tornado-esque type storm comes blowing in, and lightning striking and winds blowing. He can barely walk forward, and then all of a sudden, dead. You know? And I only thought supposedly God had that kind of power. I did not know apparently Satan had that kind of, just as an angel had that kind of power himself.
Yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. He normally doesn't. He'd rather leave us to tend to our own misery in these stories. But here's the thing you gotta know. So one of the things you learn as the movie goes is, so this guy, although he was in looks a priest, he was not a priest of God. He was one of the followers. He had the 666 birthmark. He was somebody originally set up to be a part of this flock to help usher in the Antichrist. At some point, he must have felt bad and repented his ways and trying to go to God. That's why he's trying to help dude figure out what to do with his son. So this was the devil coming back and saying,
how dare you?
You are trying to fuck with my plans. You were supposed to be one of mine. Now you gots to die.
I mean, for a better lack, yeah. Because it was kind of crazy. The way this man just rattled off information, I was like, sounds like you've been here, buddy.
Yeah, well, he said he was there the night of the birth. He was at the hospital, so he knew what was happening. He was part of the people that helped set it up.
Right.
So, he met his untimely end because he pissed off Satan. Don't do that.
Overall, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was fun. I was laughing. I thought it was hilarious. I know it's not supposed to be. I remember seeing this as a kid. That's the last time I saw this, was when I was a kid. Yes. And liking it then and thinking it was a messed up, creepy movie. But now looking back at it as an adult, like, I still think it's a good movie. Knowing all I know about religions and different things and, you know, my own personal thoughts on where we are in the world and stuff, I just thought it was hilarious and fun to, like, be like, if they only knew where shit was going now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I said this earlier to you, but watching movies like this have never really pulled me in, even though everyone usually says these kind of movies are, oh my god, this is such a classic and blah blah blah, whatever. I don't know, it's something about movies of this type where it's like either like The Exorcist or, you know, having to do with the Antichrist or the devil himself. I mean, it has to be something a little bit different to make me really like the movie. This, I just was sitting there, I was kind of laughing to myself in some parts, like this makes no sense.
I don't see this as a horror movie.
Ditto.
There were some jump scares that got me, at least one, when the photographer's head got sliced off.
Yeah.
Whew,
even though was, I even
it wasn't
though
scary, it's more like shocking, like fuck.
Well, the thing that they show, I was ready for that because of way they were showing how
I knew
all
it was
these,
coming.
How they kept showing, like, how this person supposedly was going to die this way, and this person supposedly going to die this way, and then he looked at his own picture, and he sees a marking on it, so I was like, oh, dude, that's a hell of a way to go. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, boom.
Right, no, I knew it was
Final
coming.
Final Destination style, by the way.
I knew it was coming. I expected it. Still was like, whew, fuck. But it's, this is more, I see this more as a psychological thriller, not a horror movie. It's not scary to me, but it's intriguing and it's like suspenseful watching the story develop and figuring out what they're going to do and what choices they're going to make. I like the movie. I think it was good. It's entertaining. I do not think of it as a horror movie. I did not find it scary.
No, it's not scary at all.
But then again, this is all, I see religion as another form of mythology, and it's just a telling and acting out of stories in a book. And so that's what I see it as, is somebody's version of what the coming of the Antichrist might look like. I will tell you, it did leave me wanting to see The Omen 2, because now I want to see what he is like as a teenager growing up with the president, since he ended up being taken in by the president of the United States.
I will admit, even though I probably will never watch this movie again, I am with you. I would love to see where exactly this is going to go. It is a trilogy.
Yeah, I want to see where the story goes, like what happens, how he grows up. And like, does he know as he grows up that this is what he is and who he is?
I have a feeling he does know. Like, from, like we said, with the kid actor who played Damien, he was very, you know, just having fun as a kid, but the way everyone, like, especially, Miss Baylock watched over him and stuff, and how he saw things happening, I'm pretty sure he knew there was something different about him. He may not have fully understood, but, you know, like, I mean, also, like, when you drive up because you want to go see a wedding at a church that your parents want to drag you to, and the closer you get to a church, all of a sudden you're going in full convulsions, you know?
Yeah, he was scared shitless. I don't want to go there.
I was like, I don't want to burst into flames. And they got some water that if I took a shower in it, it's over.
Yeah. But no, I would give it 3 clamshells. I was entertained. And for 1976, the level of thriller that it had, I thought was done well.
Yeah, I thought it was okay for what it was. I personally will give it 2 clamshells. I saw a couple of plot holes here and there, but also, like I said, certain movies like this, it takes a lot for me to forget the type of movie I'm supposed to watch, and, you know, focus more on the story than the whole biblical side of it. So it's like, it didn't really grab me the way I wanted it to. Like, when I've watched other movies that I have enjoyed that have to do with this particular type of subject matter, I've forgotten that's what it was until it's, like, you know, literally thrown in the face again. I'm like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'd say I'll give it a solid 2.
Okay. All right. Well, have you seen The Omen? What did you think? Let us know. Hit us up on social media. We're all over. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter, we are on TikTok and YouTube. On Facebook and Instagram, we are at Video Store Memoirs. On Twitter, we are at Video Store Mem. And on TikTok and YouTube, we are just Video Store Memoirs. Give us a like, follow, thumbs up, whatever that social media apps thing is that you do to interact. Let us hear from you.
All right. Like you said, this is part 1 of a 3-part session that we'll be throwing together over the weekend. So stay tuned. We got more to come, and hopefully a little bit more terrified in the process. But we will see you soon for this lady over here, your name being
Jana,
and me, this guy talking, Kevin. We'll see you next time.
Keep it spooky.
Enjoy the movie, people.